"Liar!" Joffrey screamed, his face reddening. "Mother, what does he mean?" Princess Marcella asked the Queen plaintively. "Isn't Joff the King now?" "You condemn yourself with your own mouth, Lord Stark," said Cersei Lannister. "Sir Barristan, seize this traitor." The Lord Commander of the King's Guard hesitated. In the blink of an eye, he was surrounded by Stark guardsmen, bare steel in their mailed fists. "And now the treason moves from words to deeds," Cersei said. "Do you think Sir Barristan stands alone, my lord?" With an ominous rasp of metal on metal, the hound drew his longsword. The knights of the King's Guard and 20 Lannister guardsmen in crimson cloaks moved to support him. "Kill him!" the boy king screamed down from the Iron Throne. "Kill all of them! I command it!" "You leave me no choice," Ned told Cersei Lannister. He called out to Janus Slint. "Commander, take the Queen and her children into custody. Do them no harm, but escort them back to the royal apartments and keep them there under guard." "Men of the watch," Janus Slint shouted, donning his helm. 100 gold cloaks leveled their spears and closed. "I want no bloodshed," Ned told the Queen. "Tell your men to lay down their swords, and no one need—" With a single sharp thrust, the nearest gold cloak drove his spear into Tomard's back.